News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
It was the biggest budget in history, and none more so than for Minister Catherine Martin. Supports for live entertainment, a cut to the VAT rate and a 50% increase in sports funding. Just some of the budget allocations for her department. Well, I caught up with the Minister for Media, Tourism, Arts, Culture, Sport and the Gaeltacht last night. I began by asking Catherine Martin what she hoped to achieve with the budget allocation for the live entertainment industry.
Yes, I suppose it's the first time that the government is, you know, has allocated for the live entertainment industry, and that's an acknowledgement that that there is a complete crisis there. You know, that you're talking about 35,000 jobs, and they bring in 3.5 billion to the economy. I hope this will get people singing again, preparing to sing again, and pay them. I guess the scheme is to help pay the musicians, technicians, the venue staff, and it's really subsidising the tickets, you know, because of the nature of COVID. It'll be a long time, unfortunately, before we reach maximum capacity in our venues. So this is to help subsidise that.
Okay, all right. Some of the other supports for the areas covered by your ministry, obviously tourism, the 9% VAT rate, obviously warmly welcomed. Is it going far enough? Is there enough there? A lot of concern expressed, for example, in Donegal and Cavan and Monaghan about how level four will further affect businesses in the hospitality sector.
Yeah, well, the VAT was part of the response from the department, and it was a key demand in the Tourism Recovery Task Force, and they asked for it to be reduced to 9%, which we've done. There's also a 55 million business continuity support grant in my department, but of course, I guess for Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan, the one that will really have, hopefully, will assist them in this really tough 4 weeks for them is the new, you know, this new CRSS scheme that I worked at Minister Donoghue on. So it's to help support the businesses and for this very reason if they're forced to close down. And we're hoping, you know, that this will be up and running, that they'll be able to apply next week. It's been fast-tracked, we had said, by mid-November, but because of these three counties having to move into level four, then hopefully that this is where they'll really see that the help from that. I think this is the key support that is needed and has been welcomed by the industry.
You were very much championing the stay and spend scheme. Is it kind of a dead duck at the moment just because of the restrictions?
We're keeping it there, and you know, because I have to have some hope that we will get through this, and that is there in the background until April next year, so that when we get out of the current restrictions, it will allow people to access and get the refunds for spending as little as €25. But that's, you know, for the current scenario and the current restrictions, the CRSS scheme is the one, hopefully, that they can support that COVID restriction support scheme. You know, they're subject to a maximum weekly payment of €5,000.
Can I ask you about sport? Another of the areas that your ministry covers, like obviously further restrictions on what games can and cannot be played. The National League, GAA National League is resuming this weekend. Is the message clear enough about what people can and cannot do in terms of leisure activities and sporting activities?
In relation to the championship, they are going ahead, and I think it's important to point out that the protocols for the inter-county panels have been reviewed and validated by the expert group on return to sport. It's the championships going ahead. The GAA made the decision themselves last week to hold off, you know, on the club, and of course that's part of our decision yesterday in government too.
Okay, all right. And you're, in terms of everyone else, people, you know, young people training and so on, you're happy that we are where we should be in relation to that further restrictions aren't necessary at this point?
It's off the pitch that the problems are, not when players are on the pitch. So there's an element of responsibility there, and I'd really urge everyone to follow the public health guidelines. Let's all pull together as a nation and get through this, and so that we can ease off on the restrictions as soon as possible.
Finally, Minister, are you in any way optimistic that the rest of the country can avoid moving to level four? It is looking like that at the moment, given the caseloads in recent days.
given the stop-start nature of this pandemic, we will be living with evolving stages of the virus for the foreseeable future and months. No one can say to you with any certainty what's going to happen. I think the phrase "a week is a long time" in politics can be changed and adapted to "a week is certainly a long time" in COVID. So it's, I guess we have to wait and see, but again, I'd appeal to people to please adhere to the public health guidelines. Wear a mask, not a visor. Do not mix with other households. We really need to be in this all together in the coming weeks to stop deeper and further restrictions.
And that was the Minister for Media, Tourism, Arts, Culture, Sport and the Gaeltacht, Catherine Martin, talking to me late last night.